My guest for this weekend's edition of Community Focus is the director of the WIC, or Women, Infant, and Children Program, for the Allen County Health Department. Barb Deepy joins me in studio to talk about some changes in the WIC program and the program in general. The WIC program dates in Allen County back to 1974, I am informed. Barb, first of all, thanks for joining us. What is the purpose, the goal of the WIC program in general?
Thank you for having us, Bob. The goal of the WIC program is just for us to have healthy children. If we can spend time and have parents, and especially moms, do things during their pregnancy that keep them healthy, we have a healthy child, we have someone healthy through their life. So they do find that with every dollar we spend on food, that we save $4 in medical costs if we can have healthy children from the start.
Who is eligible for benefits through WIC?
Moms who are pregnant or breastfeeding up to an age of 1 year of age, infants and children up to the age of 5 years.
Families headed by a father, are they eligible as well?
Yes, they are.
And grandparents too?
Definitely. Grandparents and foster parents who have custody of children, they can bring the children in, you know, for the WIC appointment.
How many people are currently served in Allen County by WIC?
About 3,000 a month, and that is only about 64 to 68% of our children who are eligible, so potentially eligible, so we could do much better, and we are interested in reaching out to our young families and help them during the critical first 5 years of a child's life.
The WIC program in Allen County recently underwent a change in the way that benefits are distributed to an instant or smart card. Tell us about that.
Yes. When a participant was eligible for the program in the past, we actually gave a WIC coupon or a WIC voucher that you would take to the grocery store and redeem specifically for the food that was on it. And now we have a WIC nutrition card, which is similar to a debit card, and you use that in the same manner as you would a credit or debit card. But actually what it includes is the foods that a child would receive for the month. So when you go to the grocery and you use your card, what happens is that the foods that they're eligible for that month are taken off of that card as they're used.
What kind of foods or products are eligible to be purchased with a WIC card?
Children, what the foods that we have on the WIC program that we give are foods that target nutrients that children and women who are pregnant or breastfeeding are at risk for. So we give foods like milk, which is good for calcium. We give eggs, peanut butter, beans, good protein, good iron. We also do whole grains. We do fruits and vegetables. And we also do supplemental formula. We also work with moms with breast pumps and answer all nutrition and breastfeeding questions or refer participants to someone who can answer the question for the need that they have.
Barb Deepy, my guest for this weekend's edition of Community Focus, the director of the WIC, or Women, Infant, and Children Program in Allen County. Come July 1st will come new guidelines making potentially more people eligible for WIC benefits.
Right, Bob. Come July 1st, you can be a family of four and gross annually $44,863 and still be eligible for WIC. We have a lot of parents who aren't aware that we are 180% of the poverty income guidelines, and that they may be eligible. If you have a question, give us a call. We can do that screening over the phone and save you time. You don't want to come in for an appointment.
Increasingly, WIC efforts are targeting women who breastfeed, trying to encourage that, and the Allen County WIC program is no exception.
Exactly, Bob. We know that only humans make human milk, and it's best for the child. So we're trying to help parents with their children so that they can nurse as long as they possibly can, whatever the family's goal is. Formula was meant as a supplement, and we do supplemental formula for families who need that for their child if the infant isn't able to get breast milk. So we also have a lot of dads who come in and ask a lot of questions, and we give dads lots of suggestions for things to do when mom is nursing or how to help mom so she does have a good experience.
And coming up will be a special observance that promotes breastfeeding as well.
Exactly. August 1st through 7th is actually World Breastfeeding Week, where around the world we do celebrate breastfeeding for all moms because we know it's healthiest for our children. In August is Breastfeeding Awareness Month. We'll have different events throughout the month. We'll be celebrating our families and hopefully keeping our children healthy.
Among the promotional activities that the program has planned during the summer months to get the word out about WIC, an appearance coming up at the Allen County Fair later this summer.
Yes, August 24th, Monday, is Children's Day at the Allen County Fair. We will be on the causeway between the Merchants Building and the 4-H Building, and we'll be doing free events with children, free activities. We're just going to be having a lot of fun. Bring your kids out. Come to the fair. Enjoy the day. Hopefully we'll have beautiful weather.
WIC is operated under the auspices of the Allen County Health Department. Where are your offices located, Barb, and when are they open?
We are actually located at 940 North Cable Road. We're in Suite 4. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And just give us a call at the Allen County WIC office to make an appointment. It's 419-224-8200.
Barb Deepy, my guest for this weekend's edition of Community Focus. She's director of WIC, the Women, Infant, and Children Program under the Allen County Health Department. Barb, thanks so much for joining us. I am sure that we'll talk again.
Thanks for having me, Bob.